Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A man who will simmer my annoyance, the dulcet tones of his beautiful voice. You know him as Guardians TV play-by-play man, Matt Underwood. And he joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Matt, welcome to the show.
Oh, good afternoon, Nick. How are you?
We're doing all right here, other than the blood pressure, which might not be entirely tied to the Jeff McNeil thing. It could be some dietary habits, Matt.
That could be. You know, you open the segment by talking about how spicy things are. So you might want to dive into that a little bit.
I do like spice. Well, okay, spice, sweet. I just like food. I wasn't going to lead with the McNeil thing, but Jeff McNeil dancing around at second base. I understand that the Guardians just, I think basically just was like, well, we're going to balk him over to the third so he doesn't steal signs. That seems like a Bush League play to me. And am I in the wrong on this?
Well, it's something that we're seeing more of. I think that, ever since the advent of the PitchCom device, you know, it kind of changed the game from the standpoint of stealing signs, trying to look in and see what, you know, if you could decode what the catcher was putting down in terms of the fingers. Now hitters are looking at the catcher's glove positioning and trying to determine from that what pitch might be coming. And so, you know, there have been instances where, you know, it's happened in our game twice now, and I've seen it in other games where teams just, hey, you know what? Let's just balk him over to third. You know, if you're already in scoring position, you get to two outs, it doesn't really give them that much of an advantage. So, whether anything was going on or not, it could have been just gamesmanship, but it was striking because he was jumping up and down and flapping his arms. So, whether he was just trying to get under somebody's skin or whether he was actually potentially relaying signs, you just remove all doubt by just saying, you know, just go to third.
Yeah, so Matt, I disagree with Nick on it. I just feel a little bit differently. Like, I think it's, if they're going to give you the base, do whatever you got to do then. Like, I get you might look like an idiot dancing around, but if Vogt did it in the Astros game and then sent the runner to third, clearly he feels like that's just the extra base isn't worth the hassle to it all, which I would argue I think it should be to him. But if you're going to do it and they're given bases, I would do that all day if I was Jeff McNeil.
You know, obviously, the one thing that you have to guard against, once you put a guy at third base, now you get to two strikes and you want to bounce a breaking ball, now you got to be really careful about how you execute that pitch. Because if it gets by the catcher, giving them that extra 90 feet, you've given them a little bit of an easier path to come home. So that's the one downside to it. But I think at the same time, you know, it's up to the pitcher and the catcher combination to try to do everything you can to eliminate the idea that they can pick up any kind of tell and relay that to the hitter. So I think it's something that will continue to evolve. Let's put it that way.
Matt, I mentioned the Guardians 17-7 in their last 24 games here. What has led to this surge of high-quality baseball from the Guardians?
I think there's a couple of things at play. I think first and foremost, the thing that has stood out, I think, is the starting pitching has continued to get better and better. Last year, Guardians starting pitchers averaged for the entire season 5 innings per start. This year, we're seeing them push themselves deeper into the game. It might not seem like a lot on the surface. You know, an extra third, two-thirds of an inning, an extra inning, it adds up because the wear and tear on the bullpen lessens to some degree. So I think the fact that they're getting deeper into games also tells you that they're pitching well, pitching better. I've seen the Guardians, you know, shut down teams, and then that team turns around and goes to the next series and goes off offensively. So that again tells you that, you know, they're doing something right when it comes to the pitching. So anytime you pitch well, especially from the starting standpoint, it gives you a chance. And this is an offense that, you know, as we've seen all season long, outside of Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan, they will struggle to score runs on a consistent basis. And so I think any way you can help alleviate putting the offense under the gun, putting any extra pressure on them, has helped them. So I think also they've hit better with runners in scoring position. You know, when you go through a 10-game losing streak, we can go back and look at those numbers. They were dreadful just putting any runs on the board. And when you don't score, when you don't get the clutch hit to drive in a run early in a game, that pressure, you can just feel it building as the game goes on. So I think they've gotten a few clutch hits, more clutch hits, which has helped, you know, spur. Hey, maybe it's not a big inning like last night where you put up a five spot, but you get two here, you get three there. And with the way they've pitched, that's usually enough on a regular basis to hold up.
Do you have optimism that the Guardians will be able to keep Kwan and maybe potentially even extend Kwan?
You know, those conversations happen away from the game. Those are conversations that happen between agents who certainly sometimes have their own agenda, and the guys who run the front office, and obviously ownership is involved too. So there's a lot of moving components. I would love to see that happen. I know in talking to Steven, you know, he's not a guy that is surly or looks at this organization or the city of Cleveland like with disdain or anything of that nature. I think he does like it here, but whether or not what his perceived value and what his agent perceives his value to be lines up with what the organization perceives his value to be, that's a question that, you know, has been debated in this town for a long time. You know, Jose Ramirez took the quote-unquote hometown discount because he wanted to be here. In addition to his unbelievable play, he'll be a franchise icon for the next millennium. It remains to be seen if Stephen Kwan is interested in that kind of a deal.
Matt Underwood on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and JP breaking down the latest in the Guardians. Slade Ciccone, maybe the box score didn't look as pretty as the first five or six innings of what Slade did last night. And I looked at his deeper numbers here, and he's got 82 innings in just 14 starts compared to, like, I want to say it was 22 starts for Gavin Williams, who's got 116 innings. I love what I'm seeing out of Slade. And actually, both Slade and Gavin have kind of turned the corner over these last 10 or so starts. How long before I can start to say Slade is, if not the ace, right below Gavin Williams for the ace of this staff?
Well, it's funny you say that, Nick, because I was literally just about to say he's starting to put himself in the conversation to be the front of the rotation starter just by the way he's continuing to grow and the way he's evolving as a pitcher. You know, we've made the comment on the air a few times. He had a start, I want to say it was maybe a month ago, and after the game was over, I remember he told Andre, he was kind of kicking himself because, you know, and there was one point late in the game, he said, I was chasing a strikeout instead of just looking for weak contact. And that's a light bulb moment for a pitcher because these guys are geared for swing and miss. But swing and miss eats up pitches, and if you can get weak contact, that gets you deeper into the games. And I think he's kind of, it's not that he can't get strikeouts, but the one game where he almost went the distance, he didn't get his first strikeout until, I want to say, the sixth or seventh inning. So I think he's learning and he's seeing how his stuff plays against big league hitters on a regular basis. And you're right, last night he should have been out of that sixth inning. I mean, and look, I know Brian Rocchio has moved to a different position, but that was a tailor-made double play ball. If Rocchio fields it cleanly, he's out of that inning without giving up a run, and he might shut him out for seven. So I just love what I'm seeing from Slade Ciccone right now.
You know, it's interesting about the offense right now, Matt.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That is like, yeah, the five run inning last night. And it just, it felt like for a while, those were just kind of absent. But in the past, I don't know, nearly month or so, you started to get some production out of guys on any given night. And I felt like we used to have that. And what I'm talking about is like Arias last night being the one to step up in a big time way. It feels like you're always going to have J-Ram. You're always going to have Kwan. But there's always somebody else in any given night stepping up. And now they're being able to accomplish that.
When Jose Ramirez doesn't get a hit and you score seven runs, that's a great night. And I mean, I think that is something that clubhouse can look around and say, hey, you know what? We can do this. We don't have to always put it on Jose to rescue us. And I think the only way that happens, though, to your point, is you have to have productivity from other people like Arias and like Brian Rocchio, who has been swinging the bat very well since he come back from the minor leagues. And, you know, again, I think as Stephen Vogt has said a number of times, it's not easy for these guys because very few of them are playing every single day. They're trying to maximize the matchup value. So, you know, David Fry, even with his value, he's not playing every day. You know, Daniel Schneeman is in and out of the lineup. Angel Martinez is getting more regular everyday playing time. Kyle Manzardo. I think it's not easy for those guys, but they are finding their moments, and those guys have contributed, and that's another reason why this team has won 17 out of 24 games, because you're getting more contribution from people up and down the lineup instead of, well, if Jose doesn't go, this team doesn't go. That wasn't the case last night against a really good team.
Matt, I don't have a lot of criticisms right now because you are playing 17-7 baseball in the last 24. I would like to see Kyle Manzardo every day. Is playing Manzo every day just not in the cards this year for this team?
I guess the way I would answer that, Nick, because we've asked Stephen Vogt about that. And it's not that Stephen Vogt has anything against Kyle Manzardo. He thinks the world of him. It's just the nature of the roster right now with Manzo essentially being, you know, primarily a designated hitter. And you still have Carlos Santana, who gets the lion's share of play at first base. And now you've got C.J. Cephas in the mix as well. The playing time has to be distributed. And, you know, he's not just going to play Kyle Manzardo and keep other people buried on the bench. So I think he's trying as best he can to disperse the workload evenly. I think Kyle Manzardo, though, look, this is a story as old as baseball. If you hit, they find a spot for you in the lineup. And I think if he continues to produce, and I think if he continues to swing the bat well, you know, he's going to continue to get more regular playing time. But it's not going to be like Jose and Kwan. Those are the two guys. They're in there every single day. Outside of that, everybody else has got to kind of check the board when they come in the morning.
Did you have a chance to talk to Frankie before the game, Lindor?
I did not. Not yesterday, no. You know, it's interesting. Andre and I were talking about it on our way in. 2 years ago when we came here, that was still a kind of fresh wound. It was a fresh story. So it was important to go and check in with him and talk to him. And it was like no time had passed since he left Cleveland when we went into the clubhouse and talked to him. It was so awkward, though, because the rest of the New York media was looking at us like, who are these guys and why are they talking to Lindor? But, you know, I think now it's, you know, he's moved on. He's a Met. He's been a Met for a number of years now. And Cleveland has moved on. Outside of Hosey and Santana, there's nobody left on that club that he played with. So I think it's not as much of a story. As I said during the game last night, history connects the present to the past. And he will always be tied to Hosey because of the way those two guys came up and pushed each other. And he spent six wonderful years in Cleveland, so that will always be part of his story and part of his legacy. But he's a Met now, and he's neck deep in it because that team has a $300 million payroll, and they're in a dogfight with the Phillies trying to, you know, capture the NL East title. And it's interesting. Think about that, guys. Their payroll is $300 million. I think the Guardians is roughly $100 million. So for that extra $200 million, it has earned the Mets six more wins than the Guardians. Let that sink in.
Matt, let's go to CJ Kafis real quick here. He's got, I want to say, 8 at-bats so far this year. He did get into last night's game as well. I know this is a little early, but what's his role here over the first few weeks as it relates to just where, how often we might see him?
Yeah, I think he's in the same boat with some of those other guys that we just talked about. You know, he's not going to be in the lineup every single day, but he's a left-handed bat. I think the sort of scouting report on him was a guy who has great bat-to-ball skills, not a lean back and try to hit it out of the ballpark type guy, but similar to a lot of the hitters that the organization has produced in recent years, which is, you know, hopefully a guy that will hit for pretty good average. But we saw the other day, you know, he juiced a ball to deep right field for a double. So he's got good line drive ability. Defensively, he's a natural first baseman, but we talked about the log jam there. So they kind of worked him into right field this year, held his own. And so I think you're going to see probably the bulk of his reps will come in right field, but he'll probably get a few turns at first base as well.
Matt, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time today. Always great catching up with you, and looking forward to hopefully another Guardians dub tonight.
All right, Nick, keep it spicy, baby. Let's go.
Always. That's the only way we keep it, Matt. Matt Underwood on the fan hotline there. I think the Kafis stuff versus the Manzardo stuff's really interesting.
We got to have that as a drop, by the way. And Nick, keep it spicy.
I believe I got a baby at the end there.
Yeah, that we got to incorporate that at some point.
But unlike Russell Wilson, I actually do like it spicy.
Yeah, poor Russ. As the Subway commercials just completely, they died the way his career in Denver did.
Yeah, poor Russ. He's made $300 million. He's married to Sierra.
Yeah, but he gets
Lord.
Made, he gets made
Please
fun of.
Please take care of Russ.
He deserves it, but he gets made fun of a ton for being him.
You could make fun of, if I had $300 million, my wife was Sierra, I wouldn't give a rat's ass what anyone said about.
But the difference the difference is that he does.
Oh yeah,
that's the difference.
That's a fair point. I'm just saying, Russ, you're above it. You've won.
Okay? I saw an interview with Brett Bielema saying it's the only athlete wedding he's ever gone to is Russell Wilson's. And the post wedding like dance party, it was legit Earth, Wind, and Fire. Because of course Russell Wilson and Earth, Wind, and Fire come out.
Not enough people are outraged about this with the Guardians. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.